As we prepare, again, to open up after a lockdown, we decided to think of some of our favorite places in town that we can't wait to visit again. This week we look at the Airport Hotel. Under the operation of Ed R., a local pilot and president of Algoma Air Transport, the airport was home to the Porcupine Flying Club. It opened its doors in 1940 and continues to run as a popular joint in South Porcupine. The architecture of the club somewhat resembled the old Canadian blockhouses used in many British forts in the country. The basement is stone while the main floor was and still is lined with knotty pine panels. The unique fireplace in the lounge was made of ore taken from various Porcupine mines. The three-story structure was painted cream and green with a copper roof. The top of the building housed a powerful searchlight used to help guide planes coming in on the lake, as well a perfect lookout spot for a view of the area. In 1941, the hotel was granted the right to operate as a standard hotel. This gem is still a favorite gathering place for many. Along with its charm, many recall memories attached to this place, as well ghostly tales from within. Whether you've visited for a wedding, a pint, or simply to see this place from the street, many agree that this location is a special piece of history for our region. Each week, the Timmins Museum, National Exhibition Center provides Timmins Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the Timmins Museum has to offer here and read more Remember This columns here.